Hello?
Hello, it's can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. So,
Perfect. So, go ahead. Here's what I
I'm listening.
here here and I think here's what happened. This is just my guess. The company's changed some ownership. When it was submitted, the owners that we had were, give me a second. Give me a second. Bear with me. Give me one second here. We had you submit, we had you.
And yeah.
And Daisy. And Sajid. Give me one second. I think here's what happens. When we initially had the application, Sajid was listed as a 40% owner. This was in July of this year. This is the issue. This is what I think they can't get their head around. So when July of this year, we had the business listed as 40% Sajid owner. Is Sajid, is that how you say his name?
Joe?
Hello?
Okay, yes.
So the application that I originally submitted to underwriting, it had Karen, you owning 60% and Sajid owning 40%. And that's as of, say, June, I think it was, I don't know when it was, June 29th. The issue that they can't understand that I'm trying to get through, but I don't think, and maybe it is good for you to pop on the phone with my boss and I can arrange a phone call, is that the operating agreement says that as of January 1st of this year, Joe owns 90% and you own 10%. So it's a conflict of information. And I think the dates on that operating agreement might be wrong. That's what, and I can't judge that. I'm not here to make any judgments, but I think that's the issue that they can't figure out. They can't understand why a file was submitted that says you own 60, Joe owns, you own 60, so Joe owns 40 as of June, but then we have an operating agreement that says Joe's been an owner as of January 1st, and he owns 90 and you own 10. The numbers don't match up.
The dates don't match up,
Yeah,
right.
the dates don't, correct. I think that's the whole issue.
And I think that's where the problem came in. And I agree with you. But that can be still, even if I correct it, they're going to say that we're not telling the truth. And other things that I sent in as well for you to see is the Secretary of State documents as well. And then also confirming him, so the date would be a problem. That, and then also if you see, he just really recently signed off on the Philly because they had an issue with the percentages that was going back and forth. But we've been in communication since the first of the year, but he just signed, they just called, everybody just signed, so. Your dates may not all coincide with each other, but we're not, nobody's lying about
No,
anything.
I don't believe you are. That's I know my goal is to get you approved and get your vendor funded. I'm not trying to play judge or executioner. I'm trying to help. You know that. I'm sure. I assume you know that, correct?
I do know that, and I respect that, and I really appreciate it. I
No,
mean,
not a problem. So I guess the question is
if
this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Since she comes in and makes and shows the correction, and I don't know if that's a typo correction, but I have to sit down with her and get her to go through the numbers. And, you know, even though, because she's looking at it and see what we did, you know, well, it's like you see, I don't know, but all I can tell you is, you know, he's the 90% and I'm the 10% now, but the date was the same. I don't know what to tell you.
No, it's okay. I think if all I can do is try. If we get a new dated franchise agreement, I can explain it and do my best by you. I guess the question I ask you is this. With your franchise, just ask a question. With Philly Connection, do you provide them an operating agreement that shows your ownership breakdown or anything of that nature or stock certificates?
We don't have to, but they are, you know what, we didn't have to, but they are aware of it.
Okay.
And even if you call Joe Pollock and say, hey, I just spoke with Karen and I want to do a verbal verification, and just say, I understand that Joe Dyson owns 90% and Karen owns 10%, they're going to verify those numbers as well. So, I mean, if you just did a verbal, that would even, you can understand that, okay, I got the verbal, but I need her to clean this up. I've heard it from the franchise themselves.
I think
we'll be comfortable with that.
I mean, I think here's my thought, and just, like I said, I can set up a call with my boss. I'm not, you know, I'm not the highest person on the totem pole by far. What I think the best thing to do is this. If you want to pursue getting this program signed off, and like I said, I can't promise anything. I just cannot do it. I think if we can talk to the person, or if we can get a new if we can get an operating agreement that has the correct dates, that will probably be the best thing. Because I can go to the underwriter and say, hey, look, they just made a typo, no big deal. Explain it to them like a human being. I can't, you know, I'll say no big deal. I don't know what their reaction will be. And if they sign off, they sign off. I think that's probably the best thing to do, as opposed to if I can continue to push this issue with them in terms of the operating agreement, but they're coming back to me and they're pretty much stonewalling Karen and they're saying, hey, look, the file was submitted in June. It says these two people own the business. You've got an operating agreement that's before that. So we have to prove that now, currently, I mean, we have to prove now that if we approve this transaction, we have to make sure we understand the ownership. And I can, like I said, I can continue to fight them on it, but I'm not getting where. And if you want me to, I can have my boss reach out to you. I'm more than happy to do that. That's completely, you know, completely fine.
Okay, no, let me get the operating agreement done first, and then after she does the operating agreement, then we can go from there. It's just like me saying, you know, the issue date of the receipt was January 1st, 2016, but he just signed it 9/16. So it'll be like, well, you know, this happened in January, but why is he just signing it on the 19th or whatever? But I don't know.
I don't think the issue with the transaction.
Uh-huh.
I don't think the issue with the transaction is not the date. I don't think it has to be up-to-date date. I think it just has to be, I would guess as a recent date of when Joe owned the company. I think that's the best line of attack. Like I said, I can't promise anything, but I think that's my best idea based on my experience to hopefully get this, you know, hopefully accomplished. I just want to help.
Okay, so.
But you understand where the conflict is coming in now, correct?
I do understand where the conflict is coming in, but my next question is, what about the Secretary of State date? You know, does that make a difference too? Because
no,
you think
go ahead.
Ownership didn't come.
Say that again.
I mean, in the Secretary of State, it changed ownership too.
It changed so. Secretary of State, you're in Georgia, correct?
Right.
Usually, with these transactions, they'll ask for whoever's on the SOS, unless they can prove the person who is not on it, who's on it, is not an owner. Your Secretary of State only says officers; it doesn't necessarily say owners. That's what happened the first time. The first time we submitted the file, other people were listed, so they needed verification that they either weren't an owner or their information. So the SOS shows a change, and it shows Joe, and it shows this other person, but you're trying not to have that other person sign, so that's why this is important. I mean, if you wanted to, I could potentially say, hey, look, here's the other person on SOS, so you can account for all three officers. That's another avenue, but I can always try. It's whatever's up to you. But if you're saying, hey, I don't want the third person on SOS to have any involvement, I need to prove Not I don't need to prove. The credit department needs to prove that the people that they've been presented, they have some type of documentation to show they're the owner. And the reason behind this is the following. Can you hear me all right?
Mm-hmm, I can.
What will often happen in these transactions is, and I've been here a while, but it's happened, and it's unfortunate. This is not an accusation, it just happens. Where when you look at the, like, thousands of transactions, we used to do transactions where we'd only have one person sign. We wouldn't take any verification. Well, some of these deals would default, and the person who defaulted said, hey, look, I'm not responsible for this debt because I only own 20% of the company, or I'm only responsible for half this debt because this is a business debt, and I'm only half owner of the company. So the underwriters that we work with have been very, very stringent on verifying ownership so this issue doesn't happen.
Okay.
So, but like I said, if you want to call with my boss, I'm more than happy, or underwriting to reach out to you, whatever you can do, let me know. I mean, I'll be here all day.
No, I'll see if we can get the operating agreement corrected and figured out.
Okay.
And I'll wait for Ms. Walker to give me a call back. But it's like, I guess I'm going to have to have an answer by sometime very soon. So I probably need to pursue another avenue because this is still taking us a long time. But the problem is you don't want to hit on the credit report.
I don't want you to feel like I'm dragging your feet. If you guys have to shop around, I've been very clear, Karen, not to be rude. If you shop around, it won't affect our decision. So if you shop around, and we're not going to pull the card again, so if you shop around, that's fine. It wouldn't have any impact on our lending decision. I understand you got to make a decision, and if I put myself in your shoes, I'd be, you know, applying at my bank and other sources. That's completely fine. I don't take that, you know, I don't take it in a bad way. I understand you've got to do what's best for your business and get the equipment you need.
Okay, so let's see, but I'll get it corrected and then get back with you, but we'll go from there, okay?
Okay, I'll be here all day.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.